They say in fashion that everything old can be new again. And of course, in the movies, there's no such thing as an original idea anymore. Well, apparently this lack of imagination now applies to a new old hobby that's making a comeback. Taxidermy. Laura Sakaroom-Pallette writes about it for the online magazine Aussie, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Taxidermy? Who, pray tell, is hanging this up on the hobby wall?
Well, you'd be surprised. It's not only a bunch of hipsters trying to find what's next and what's even more shocking, but a lot of people, from accountants to school teachers to curious teenagers, because I think everybody has a morbid fascination. A lot of people get into taxidermy as a way to feel closer to nature. There's also people who are interested in Victoriana, which is the whole fascination with the 19th century in the UK. And of course, there's the hipsters and how ironic it is to have a dissected rabbit in your living room wearing glasses and a pipe.
Wearing glasses and a pipe.
Yeah. I think they're moving on from this, you know, hunter-style traditional taxidermy into what's a more anthropomorphic style, and also into what's called rogue taxidermy, which is putting different parts of animals together to create these fantastic creatures.
All right, so where are they getting these animals?
So most of them, it's either roadkill.
They go out and pick up roadkill?
Yes, they do. And taxidermists just flag it out with their friends, and people bring dead animals to their doorstep every day. But they also use animal feed. There is, for example, the rats and hamsters. And there's also, you know, the occasional pet that the owner wants to keep around forever.
The pet who has previously expired.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Without getting too gory here, they're basically DIY stuffing kits. How does that work?
In the kit comes everything that you need to dissect a mouse. Very detailed instructions, you know, what to pull from where and what's muscle and what's not, what to do with the skin and all those things.
So it's like high school biology class.
It is very much like it, actually.
What kind of time and expense is required to get good at this?
Well, it's not cheap, and it's definitely time-consuming. The kit, for example, it's $50. Mm-hmm. The courses, however, are usually around $200. It depends. There are courses in London and New York and Sydney. They're popping up everywhere.
Laura, any pushback from the animal rights community?
Absolutely. So PETA, for example, has issued a statement saying that they do not condone and they do not like taxidermy. You know, a lot of these people say that indeed they use roadkill and they use animal feed, but there's always the risk that animals will be killed just for enjoyment. And there's also the moral issue of whether or not it's denigrating for the animal to be, you know, portrayed as a person or, you know, put on a mantelpiece.
Did you get a chance to get your hands dirty?
No, but I'm seriously considering it.
So you'll be looking for a class in your area?
Yeah, I live in London. I just might.
All right. Laura Sakaroom-Pallette is a writer for the online magazine Aussie. Laura, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Tess.